Remember now, the love affair that a lot of people have with the idea, the concept, the name conservative politics is that you have smaller government with government getting out of our pockets, no longer interfering in our lives. And again, what I'm trying to get us to see, to look at, to explore, is whether or not these politicians can make decisions that don't impact our lives one way or another. So we have people who are upset about the fact that Barack Obama was having a positive impact on people's lives by having health care provided. They were upset about the fact that he was having an impact on people's lives all across America by having saved us from the Great Depression, having brought us out of the Great Recession. Well, what about the new tax law? As I've asked before, is this just a tax overhaul? Is it just an overhaul of taxes, or is it an overhaul of America? Taking a look at what Chronicles on Higher Education say about this new tax law and its impact on higher education, well, or the ability to access, to obtain higher education. Of course, we're talking education on the college level, the university level. That tax on the endowment earnings, they wanted to tax the endowment earnings of the wealthiest colleges. A lot of the wealthy colleges have been using more of their endowments to ensure that people who are financially disadvantaged would have opportunities to attend some of our wealthiest colleges in the nation. They want to tax the endowment earnings of the wealthiest colleges, and that legislation would place a 1.4% tax on the investment earnings of endowments at colleges with more than 500 students and $500,000 in endowment per student. Now, here's the thing. That provision is expected to affect fewer than 30 colleges nationwide, although that number could definitely grow. A small change in that section states that the tax applies only to institutions more than 50% of the tuition-paying students of which are located in the United States. During debate over the Senate's version of the bill, Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania, proposed an exemption from the tax for colleges that decline to accept federal funds. And that was a plan that was seen as helping one institution, Michigan's Hillsdale College, the beneficiary of many conservative donors. It came to be called the Hillsdale carve-out. A proposal to a bill to specifically target and benefit one college, one that receives much money from conservatives. In addition to those measures, the bill would impose a 21% tax, 21% tax on annual compensation in excess of $1 million paid to any nonprofit organization's five highest paid employees. And that is a 1 percentage point increase from the legislation's original measures. And the provision would apply to colleges, but appears to exempt medical professionals such as medical faculty members who work at academic hospitals, according to higher education experts who had examined the bill. Is that less government? Now think about this now. A lot of conservatives want smaller government. Getting their hands out of the pockets of people, individuals and groups. No longer interfering in the affairs of our lives. Is it possible for government to not intervene, to not be involved in the affairs of our lives? They are there for the purpose of impacting our lives. As I've said before, the only question is, will they have a positive impact on our lives or a negative impact on our lives? Will the impact be positive or negative? It doesn't matter whether you put the label conservative on it, whether you put the label moderate on it, whether you put the label liberal on it. They're going to have an impact on our lives. So let's see what kind of impact this conservative law will have. Again, a 21% tax. This is the party of less taxes, isn't it? A 21% tax on annual compensation in excess of $1 million paid to any of a nonprofit organization's 5 highest paid employees. And that includes schools. The final legislation would eliminate the 80% tax deduction that sports fans get to take for seat license fees that are paid to buy tickets to sporting events. Now, that may not sound like a big issue. Okay, they have an 80% tax deduction just for getting paying seat license fees? What's the big deal? Well, that tends to be a major revenue stream to big-time college sports programs. Another provision would prohibit colleges from using a loss in one unrelated business to offset a gain in a different such business, potentially increasing their overall tax burden. Right now, up till now, colleges could take a look at what was happening. They had several different types of businesses going. They may get a gain in one business, a loss in another business. And they could use the loss in one unrelated business to offset the gain in another business. And now the Republican tax law is saying, we're no longer going to allow you colleges to do that. Now, think about the benefit that can be passed down to the students when it comes to tuition and fees. Think about the savings that can be passed to the students when colleges are able to offset a gain in one area, offset a gain in one area with a loss in another business area, making it possible for more people to go to school. And the Republicans said, we're no longer going to allow that. This is the same. Remember now, Democrats, Republicans, and independents say that education is critical. Americans must be educated. And as I've said so many times before, it is critical that we look beyond the rhetoric to see the reality of what they're promoting. And you don't just go by, we all know this, you don't just go by what they say when they're pushing. It's important that we listen to what experts are saying about these proposals before the proposals become bills that then later possibly become law. Less government, less involvement in the lives of Americans. Does that sound like less involvement to you? Telling the colleges they'll no longer be able to use a loss in one unrelated business to offset a gain in a different such business? Unrelated businesses are those that are not directly connected to their academic mission, such as recreational fitness centers, sports camps, facility rentals, golf courses. Some of those controversial measures affecting higher education were dropped from the final bill. The compromise bill would avoid proposed changes in the lifetime learning credit valued at up to $2,000 and the $5,250 corporate deduction for employee education assistance plans. I think it's important to note that while it is good that those measures were dropped from the final bill, it's unfortunate that they were even considered in the first place. Is this truly less government intrusion, as some people like to call it? a provision to tax tuition waivers. Can you imagine that? We have Republicans who were pushing to tax tuition waivers. Fortunately, there was enough widespread protest by graduate students, and I'm assuming by graduate students who are Democrats, graduate students who are independents, and graduate students who were Republicans, who's fortunately made enough complaint about that the provision to tax the tuition waivers, you know, what they were talking about was the fact that at some schools, graduate students are able to have the tuition, the cost of tuition waived in exchange for other services that they provide. And the Republicans wanted to have the value of the waiver, whatever the graduate students would have been paying, but happened to be waived. They still wanted to look at the value, the financial dollar value of that waiver and tax it. And the graduate students were going to have to pay that tax. So if they were getting, if they had $25,000 of tuition waived, the Republicans said, we want you to pay taxes on that $25,000. And it was going to make it very, very difficult. Very difficult for those graduate students, for many of them, to continue to attend school. They were receiving the tuition waivers for the purpose of making it possible for them to get that higher education. The bill also would not remove the $2,500 deduction for interest paid on student loans. Special bonds called private activity bonds would still be available to nonprofit organizations such as private colleges and alumni foundations. An earlier version of the tax bill was pushing to eliminate those bonds, which are often used for building projects. Why was that even being considered? Enough pressure came to bear that the Republicans were willing to drop that proposal also. A proposed tax on the royalties from licensing a college's logo for athletic clothing, for example, putting the college's logo on hats and jackets, etc. The Republicans wanted to have the colleges pay taxes on all the royalties received from those sales. That also was eliminated from the compromise bill. The most profound impacts on higher education are going to be detectable only in the long term, and they will be harder to calculate. The provision limiting the deduction for state and local taxes paid would put pressure on states to constrain their own spending in areas such as higher education, according to a report by Moody's Investors Service, which counts the tax bill as a possible negative for the higher education sector. The limiting the deduction for state and local taxes paid. Now think about this. We've already had decisions being made by federal politicians and state politicians all across the country, reducing state revenues that have made it more and more difficult to pay for services, to pay for education, to help fund colleges. And when the states were helping with this, of course, it was coming through the taxes that the state's citizens were paying. People were able to do more because of the deductions that were being allowed, and the Republicans wanted to limit those deductions. The provision doubling the standard deduction, the amount of income that tax filers are allowed to automatically shield from taxes, could hamper fundraising by colleges. The change would be expected to decrease the percentage of taxpayers who itemize their tax deductions, such as donations to alumni funds, from about 30% of filers to just 5% of filers. Nonprofit leaders have estimated the provision would lead to a $13 billion drop in charitable giving nationwide. Money taken out of the coffers of our colleges and universities. Money taken out of the coffers of organizations that help the community help itself. ¾% of filers down to 5% of tax filers. Itemizing their tax deductions. And that being reduced as donations to alumni funds go down because of this change in the tax law. Does that sound to you like less government? See, what you need to add to the end of that is impact. Is it less government impact? Is it more government impact? Is it positive government impact or is it negative government impact? There is going to be government. Anytime legislation is passed, there is going to be an impact. There's no way around that. It is impossible for legislation to be passed, for bills to become law, and there is no impact. That is impossible. And intuitively, people know that's impossible. That's why they vote for the people they vote for, because they know that those people that they vote for, if successful, are going to have an impact. They are going to have an impact through their government legislation. So we need to be honest and stop saying things like, well, I want to go for this party because they believe in less government and they'll get their hands out of our pockets. Really? As we know, people have different ways of saying to us, we need you to do this in order to help us with our agenda. As it turns out, the way that the Republicans push things, it sounds like it's going to become more difficult for people to access higher education. Unfortunately, that's what a lot of constituents support, even applaud. Some states, well, doubling the standard deduction could put a huge dent in some state budgets. Doubling the standard deduction could put a huge dent in some state budgets. And remember what I just said, that will lead to cuts in appropriations for public colleges and state student aid programs. And what does that mean? A higher level of difficulty for more people to obtain higher education because the public colleges and state universities will have fewer resources to help people attend college and university. And of course, the question to ask about that is, oh, well, maybe the Republicans just didn't understand what they were doing. The experts were telling them what the results were going to be. And as I said to you before, our politicians do their research. They do their homework. And they know what the impacts are going to be, the impacts of their decisions are going to be. That's why they pushed them the way they pushed them. But again, another way to look at it, as I've said many times before, when people lead others over a cliff, off a cliff, whether they deliberately, knowingly lead the people over the cliff, off the edge of the cliff, or whether it's just that they don't know what they're doing. And because they don't know what they're doing, they lead people off the edge of the cliff. Either way, they have led the people off the edge of the cliff.